Gentlemen, I just doubled your bonuses.
Interesting.
Just a disclaimer before we get started, this podcast discusses explicit topics, so listener discretion is advised, unless you nasty. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Depths of the Rated X. I'm Cherry.
I'm Cucumber.
And I'm Melons.
And today we are going to be talking about the tantalizing, the erotic, the expansive world of mature porn. Dun, dun, dun.
Yummy.
Yes.
Outside of my realm, for sure.
You know what I've noticed about this week is that when you go to the mature topic on Pornhub or something, you typically get people in their 40s, 50s, maybe.
Right.
You don't get real mature people. You don't get when, because this is my week, so I had to choose these videos. You have to search for the craziest things.
You really do.
Yeah. You had to search for grandpa, granny, grandma, yes. Nursing home, and then Melons. Diaper, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, that's where my mind went.
Mm-hmm. And so, it, they can say it's mature in air quotes, you know, but it really, they're giving you some sexy older,
yeah,
you know, they're not really mature. So, this week, we're gonna be diving into two videos where there's some real mature elderly people, which I thought is refreshing. So
very refreshing.
Before we get into it and tell the listeners what videos we watched, what are some of your, you know, before you guys watch these videos, what did you have in mind that we were going to be watching when it was a mature category?
I mean, they were more bendy than I thought they would be. They really went for it, which I commend them for. I think they did a great job with the body that they have.
Yeah, I don't think I really had a thought of what we were going to be watching. I guess I just thought silver haired, gray, you know. Yeah.
Saggy boobs.
Saggy boobs.
You know.
Hey, gravity.
Gravity.
Gets us all. You know,
gets us all.
Age.
Yeah.
With age comes beauty?
Yeah.
Question mark.
I will say that I felt really bad because none of these videos turned me on.
Really? Not even the second one that we watched, which we haven't gotten to it. Should we get into it?
Yes.
Okay. So for this week, we watched two videos. The first video we watched was Helping the Granny Next Door on Pornhub. The porn stars were unknown, but it is by the company 21 Sex Dream. This is a video that was described on Pornhub by user We All Need Bibles as, why the fuck am I watching this? So this is a video with obviously a granny.
Yes.
And a somewhat younger, I don't know if he was necessarily young.
No gray hair.
30s, 40s maybe?
Yeah.
So, you know, I would bet she's upwards of 70.
Oh, yeah.
This porn star.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just have to take a moment to say, what a logo. What a logo. The 21 Sex Screen.
I don't think I saw it.
No, it has the logo at the top and it's like clashing and banging and shoo, and then you go into elevator music.
Oh yeah. You mean the intro to the video?
Yes. Yeah. The logo. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get into it. But let's talk about the second video,
yes,
which was a gay video.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
I know. Yeah.
Even though it really didn't turn me on at all.
It was a little sexy. There were some sexy people. Yeah. But that was a video on X Videos called Group Sex for Granddads. And this is a video that features a lot of cone nipples, if I'm going to be honest.
It does
feature a lot of cone nipples.
I wonder if that's a generational thing, cone nipples.
Yes. Well, you know, it might. It might be a generational
thing. Is it gravity
thing.
Again?
Is it gravity? Is it just
gravity?
Age?
Just sucks those nipples right out of your chest.
I'm literally concerned now. Do I need to be worrying? Like, I need to be moisturizing my nipples, or?
Well, I heard you have to wear a bra more in order for your boobs to stay up, but I don't know if that's myth.
A myth.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, with Miss Granny, her boobs were definitely not in a bra.
They were not.
No.
Yes, but this was a video on X Videos and Group Sex for Granddads, which, like I said, was a gay video. It had four
four granddads. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You know, they varied in age. And, yeah. You know, it just starts out, what starts out as a regular business meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Suit and tie was the dress code, which some of them did not show up in suit and ties, which I'm just now realizing, but didn't matter because those clothes quickly came off.
They did.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah. One of the memorable quotes from this one, other than what I opened the podcast with gentlemen, I just doubled your bonus, was, I had a few guys suck my cock in the service.
Yeah.
Which was a highlight for me.
Really, it shows relatability. And, you know, those service members who got their dick sucked can really relate. It's really common, I guess.
Well,
that's what I'm learning.
Yeah, well, I think that it's beautiful that not only this week are we paying tribute to mature porn stars, but also the United States military.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Woo! Thank you for your service, and thank you for servicing.
Yes.
Mm. Isn't that nice?
That is really sweet of them. That's why they're the greatest generation.
Yes.
Yes. Really.
The greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Well, should we get into it? Should we start talking about these videos and what we liked, what we didn't like?
Yes. Set the scene for us.
All right. So which one should we start with, Mel?
I mean, the first one you sent us was the granny.
Okay. So helping the granny next door. Like I said, the porn stars are unknown, but if you're listening to this and you do know who these porn stars are, please tell us. Please, please tell us. We have our emails, right? But we also have our Twitter, mm-hmm. Mel. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're official now.
Okay. I can't even remember the handle.
@_rated.
Yeah.
Rated.
Yeah.
Rated. Or if you just look up Depths of the Rated X on Twitter, you can add us, DM us. If you're nice, don't be nasty in there. Just be nasty while you're listening. Yeah. You can say whatever you want when we're not listening. Just like you probably say.
I'm always listening.
Anyway.
We appreciate your opinions.
We do. And I think we should mention that as we're recording this podcast, we have officially reached 60. Wait for it. 9 downloads.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of and moans, this first video.
Yeah.
So we're going to put, like always, we're going to put the links to the videos in the description.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and you can watch this video in all of its glory. But basically how this starts, like Cucumber kind of mentioned before, elevator music, you know.
Beautiful. Classy.
You know, I would say it's up there with, you know, this old silent movies.
Very much so.
Yeah. And
I was thinking 50s where they're, you know, you have your hand motions, you have, you know, the scene set, but then it's just wonderful music in the background, and I really related to that.
I wonder if it's an homage to her time period in silent movies.
Oh, you know what? She might as well. I was thinking, I was like, have you guys ever seen that movie, The Artist?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What a good one. Didn't that win an Oscar?
I think that won Best Picture one
year. Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
A great film.
And, you know, she probably was born about 100 years before that movie came out.
Yeah, probably.
But she is very beautiful. But
she was.
But honestly, we're not ageist. Let's just disclaim that.
We're in our 20s.
If I was ageist, would I sit down and watch a 20-minute video of an old woman being fucked to death?
No, definitely not.
She didn't die in the end. But no.
No, she's opposite of
that. No,
dead.
That's
she
a different podcast.
Living yeah.
Oh, she was.
She was. She was gorgeous, and that's maybe why I wasn't turned on, because she was just sweet. She was sweet.
Yeah. If someone has the time to draw on their eyebrows, put on some makeup, you know, really be confident in themselves.
Bake cookies for that
man.
He helped her, obviously the title, Helping Granny. He helped her move some things upstairs.
Yeah, and as one does.
Yeah.
You know, as one does, but also, you know, we've all been in the situation of that young man. Don't kid yourself.
Excuse me?
We've all been in the situation where you're helping an elderly person next door.
All right.
And you get a little too sweaty.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Gotta take that shirt off.
Did you see that he needed help? And Miss Granny helped him.
He did. One of the things I had in mind just watching this video originally, I was thinking, who is this man? Is he living with his parents next door? She's elderly. I don't know if he can really swing anyone else. He wasn't bad looking.
Mm-mm.
No.
He wasn't.
No.
He wasn't amazing.
No.
He wasn't like me for, you know, for... Just as a comparison.
Oh, but Cherry, you know.
As you know, yeah.
But, you know, he wasn't bad looking.
Mm-mm.
But you know, so...
He had a beautiful cock, I will say that.
Well, don't jump the gun.
Oh, so sorry.
Don't jump Oh my gosh, we're just in the beginning. I'm sorry. We're in the foreplay.
Set the scene.
We're in the setup. But, you know, so he's helping this old woman... And he gets a little sweaty, has to take his shirt off, and then one thing leads to another. As, like I said, we've all been in this situation.
And those looks that they're giving each other, like, I feel like that's great acting on their part.
It was. Oh. It should have been. Honestly, acting, it could have been in an Academy Award nominated film. Like, if James Corbin?
Yeah.
Yeah. From the prom.
Yeah.
if he can be nominated for a Golden Globe, I'm sorry. These two actors?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Best actor.
We didn't even look it up. There's porn awards. We didn't even look it up if it won.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Well, elevator music and all.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And then what we're going to get into is the fact that once that elevator music stops, it is the most rude awakening I have probably ever had in my life. Hearing the slimy, sloppy kissing.
Gosh.
The kissing, the tongues.
And not just kissing him. Rubbing his tongue.
All over
her lips.
Her sweet, soft-spokenness. She was just...
She was like a grandma.
Yeah.
She, on one hand, it was great and amazing. On the other hand, it was despicable and deserves to be removed from the internet.
It was
a hate
elderly
crime.
Abuse.
It was abuse.
Yeah. The way he was kissing her. Oh my God.
But it was also like, after watching it, just the reflection that I had was, if I had to think about an old lady next door being fucked, that's exactly how I would have pictured it.
Mm-hmm. Really? With the tongue and everything.
Yeah, you've never thought about your elderly.
He did put in
elderly...
some work.
Yeah.
Never, I can guarantee you.
You've never? Not even in like the
nope.
darkest dream?
No.
Uh-uh.
No.
Okay. No, thank you. Nope.
We'll pass.
Okay, well, that's all right. Not all of us can have great imaginations. But... Anyway, rub in those lips, and then, you know, they're in the bed, they're getting hot and heavy. She's got her blouse off, titties
sideways,
all the way on her, all the way.
Skirt
all
up.
The way on her
again,
sides.
Gravity strikes again.
It does, gosh. But you know what? Gravity was no match for him just picking up those titties.
Boom.
Flop. Right
flop.
Onto the.
Boom. Flop.
Flop. Other one. Yeah. Just slurping on those
I think
tits.
At one point he had to use two hands, though.
Yes.
For yeah, one, sometimes you're going to be like, ugh, get
really manhandle it,
just,
you know?
Get a rope and tie
them up. Yeah.
Right up there, but the whole time he's rubbing her clit through her panties.
Yeah.
She's rubbing and herself,
then,
you know?
And then...
She was really enjoying it.
Yeah,
she really
was. She
was.
Yeah. You could tell.
It was so soft-spoken.
It was.
Even her moans. Because that is a complete juxtaposition between the next video with all those businessmen.
Well, don't jump the gun.
Sorry.
We still have to talk about... Oh my gosh, you just want to jump the gun
I do.
Today.
I really do.
It was a hard one.
Like an AK-47 up in this... Anyway, he's rubbing up on her through her panties, and then boom! The worst jump scare that I have ever, ever experienced in my life. A close up on, I don't even know how to describe this, on a silver
vagina.
Yeah.
Bush.
Yes. Because could you see the vagina?
All over the floppy vagine.
It was pretty, you know, it looked not awful. You know, I've never seen an elderly body part. So,
well, it was educational, honestly.
Yeah. I'm, on one hand, I am for the representation.
Yeah.
Floppy vaginas with silver bushes. We need to see that.
We do.
We really need to see
that. We need more of that. We do.
Yeah.
Because
I'm glad that Biden is really bringing that back.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see a lot in the Trump era.
I didn't see
a
floppy
lot.
Vaginas in the Trump area. You
no,
see that?
I mean, he did touch on the pussy, right?
Yep. You know what, Mel? You make a good point. His hand was right up there. I couldn't see. I could never see it. Because his hand was right up there grabbing those.
Feel free to cut that. Cucumber. Yeah. Just.
But Biden, I'm glad that, you know, we're bringing it back.
We are.
And not that I, you know, and I'm not saying that I saw a lot of silver vaginas in the Obama era. I'm just saying that I had never seen one before the Biden administration. So exponentially, it's about a 100% increase.
Yes. Yeah.
of Silver Bushes.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not saying that she had a bad vagina.
No.
Mm-mm. I am saying that that angle was a little alarming.
It was.
And sudden.
We did watch this together.
For once.
For once. And all of us, clearly, when they cut to the vagina.
It was a jump scare.
We all.
It was a horror.
Verbally were like, huh!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. It was haunting. And I will dream about it.
Yeah.
Yes. I will have sex dreams
about this.
I want to say nightmares, but I mean.
It's when I'm uninvited. In my dream, I'm like, take what you can get. It's COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, you know, in this video, we've kind of gotten the highlights, you know. One thing leads to another, starts fucking the old lady.
Yes.
She keeps moaning, being
back
sweet.
To the beautiful cock. He was very turned on.
His balls were tight. I wouldn't be surprised if they were married in real life. That's how much on-screen chemistry they had.
They really did. Again, awards.
I'm sorry. Award. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was surprised. Mm-hmm.
At least a Streamy or a Kids' Choice Award.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Kids' Choice Award. That's a great one.
Well, yeah, Kids' Choice Award. They got slimed at the end.
They did. Well, one person got slimed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank God it wasn't green.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If it was green, oh, my God. I wonder if that's out there. We need to do that for the next topic.
Like a syphilis?
Different color of cum.
Ooh.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Oh. Okay, that might be one of our topics.
We didn't also talk about, like, she is going ham on his cock. Like, he is sucking. She's sucking.
Oh, yeah.
Him, you know.
Like a ham.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, which is interesting because based on her age, I would not expect her to be able to eat ham.
No.
But she did.
She did. Look at that.
They were really, you know, equal in pleasuring each other, I would say.
I was proud of her.
I was proud of him. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was proud of both. Honestly.
He did all the work. He got sweaty.
I would go to that wedding.
Yeah.
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 They don't have to get married, but I would go to that. I'll be the witness at the civil union.
Yeah.
Or civil partnership, what they call it. Second video.
Second video.
We'll get into the details of all this soon. Yes. But in the second video, let's bring you to the scene. So forget all of that straight nonsense we just listened to.
Oh, gosh.
Forget that.
Straight.
A breath of fresh air, am I right?
Yeah.
That's a boring beginning.
I know.
This shows one single guy. He's just in what is seemingly an apartment building, maybe a rundown hotel room. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's just on the phone with his, I guess, his business partners, co-workers? Yeah. I don't really know. Anyway, he invites them over for a business meeting where they, like you do, you discuss your profits and they're down 10%. 7%.
Yeah.
Oh, see? He didn't have to. Okay, now looking back, he didn't have to do all he did.
Oh, yeah.
For 7%.
I mean, come on.
I know. But they did come on.
Yeah, he did take clear, full responsibility for his. He definitely. First out of the bag was like, it's my fault. We're down 7%.
Well, yeah, and it's my fault. And then, well, you know, we've all been in this situation. We've all been there where we're... Yeah, well, you've been in there, Melon. Remember that time, Melon?
Yeah.
Where,
you know. Yeah, it's coming back.
Where your porn mag fell out of your briefcase.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Melon, don't act like wasn't 20 minutes
ago. When we were watching the first clip, yes.
Yes.
It popped out.
Melon. We're on a porn podcast. Mm-hmm. You can tell the people.
You really can.
Sure. I'm there with you.
It's all right. It's okay that you have Justin Bieber's nudes in your backpack.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway. Speaking of Kids' Choice Awards.
Yes.
Anyway. They find him in a porn magazine. The boss. I assume the boss. I don't know.
No, I don't think any of the characters were in the porn magazine. I think it was
the guy that was on the phone call. It was him.
Really?
That's how he made his extra
money. Well, I completely missed that.
Well, you know, he was on the porn mag.
Okay, well, this is bringing everything together. Because I have to admit, I thought there was no script. After watching it with you guys, I was like, these are four friends. Four retired.
Friends?
Yeah, I was like, these are four. No, not. The characters
outside of the porn.
Outside.
Yeah, I was like, these are four retired
men. We're going
behind
the scenes.
Yeah, and I was like, they all got together at the Village Inn, and they literally were like, why don't we film a porn? Like, that's how I felt it was. And I literally felt like there was no script, there was no plot. And now that you say this, whole new beginning. This video comes to light to me.
Yeah, so.
I think I'm more turned on now, knowing this little tidbit of information.
You didn't know that was the whole premise, is that the porn mag that fell out of his briefcase case was him. He was a porn star.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were intrigued.
The budget on this. I literally thought it was just a home video. The
I was
budget
screaming. On this.
Well,
in
Cucumber, you know, you don't have to have budget to write beautiful storylines.
You don't. But to you get don't. Your... How did he do that? How did he get his face on the porn mag then?
I'm going to blow Xerox. Your mind right now.
Okay.
He posed for a picture. And they took that picture and they published it in the magazine.
If I wanted to start a porn and I was like the part of the script where I'm in the porn magazine, I'd be like, well, that's majority of our budget now.
Well, to be fair, we didn't really see the porn magazine, but
they
did.
They
could
have been acting, you know, right? That it wasn't
Mel,
actually there,
don't just
you know?
Spoil it. I thought it was real.
No, definitely not. Blow your mind over here.
Well, they're blowing something.
Yes. A lot of somethings. A lot of somethings.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing leads to another, as business meetings usually do.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I've
been to a few.
Been to seldom business meetings.
Where it didn't
where
end
my
up.
Dick didn't get sucked.
Yeah, so.
Excuse
so,
me? Yeah. Well, that's news
Wait,
for me.
Melons, you've never had your dick sucked at a...
Never. Never. Not once.
No.
I don't have one. However, I don't think that would happen on a regular business meeting.
What kind of world are you living in, Melons?
Not the good one.
Not the good true. One, yeah.
Not come, the fantasy
come over
one.
Here. Come over where we're living. Come on. Yeah. Come over to this side.
Well, Cucumber, you said that you had an article about fantasy. Speaking of fantasy.
I did. You know what? And that's a good point that you talked about. What? You think this is real? I just wanted to briefly talk about like a specific article on this by Psychology Today by David Ludden.
And David Attenborough. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
No,
yeah.
David Ludden. PhD. He's a doctor. And he kind of goes into this article about kind of how addictive porn is and how negative is it? How can it be bad? For our brains
and
our relationship.
It definitely won't drive you to create a podcast about it.
I don't know. Who knows? I definitely started one.
Yeah.
But so bear with me because there's not a lot of psychology with older individuals wanting to have sex because they're human beings and they are just as sexual.
What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
They're people?
Yes.
No.
Now we really do sound ageist. This guy talks about how it can be detrimental. You can have an addiction, just like how any addiction is detrimental. But also how you have to realize that porn is fake. And so what he talks about is like younger children that cannot comprehend. And I'm talking the average age I found where people start to watch porn is 11 years old.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so I'm
well,
literally
in the internet age.
Yeah, in the internet age. So I really am talking about children here. And if they cannot comprehend that all porn is fake and not realistic, it can be detrimental to their health. It really can, and their future relationships or any relationship. But the article goes on, and this is the kind of the PC part that I'm going off of, is that he talks about older generations who started with magazines. They already have the concept that porn is all fake because they had to learn that through getting magazines or finding it. And so when they look at porn online, they already know that it's fake. And so they actually asked, like, it was like outrageous. It was like 98% of the people they surveyed said that they were watching porn. And this was all ranges. Like, I think it started at like 19 and it went up to like 60 something. And of those 98, like 89% of those people were like regular porn users. And all of them said that porn has not changed anything about their relationships.
Oh.
Yeah. And so that kind of goes back to Mel and I. Like, porn can be a very good tool as long as you know it's fake.
Yeah. That fantasy land and knowing that, hey, when you are in a business meeting, maybe you're not gonna get your dick sucked.
Yeah, right. No, for real. And I think that's why it would be so endearing if these really were just four good friends who were retired and wanted to do porn, because they already know porn is fake, right?
Yeah.
Especially if they were all four gay men who, you know, they
which
really
they seemingly are, because they go
they go from
I never got my dick sucked to sucking ass.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like naturals.
Ninth.
If I ever did see one.
Yes. Practiced. Yeah. Very experienced.
Exactly. Because it was real.
And so I went to a different article because I'm kind of piecing things together and we're kind of assuming here. It talks about schemas, which is also just a fun way of saying your personality and the institutions that make up your personality. And it goes into heterosexual men and how they kind of look towards older men and other entities for their self schema. This article goes into, well, that's great for straight men, but what about gay men, right? And I don't, it just kind of...
It's like, calm down, gay man. You got the E Network.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. Do we really have Bravo, to do research?
Come on, you come have on. Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
What about Anderson Cooper? He right. does the ball drop.
Yeah. You're good. You're fine.
You're fine. But, and it has balls.
Yeah.
Like, what more can you want?
But one of it was, one of the problem, I didn't go into the whole article because I'm piecing things together. I'm learning just like everyone else, right? And it does talk about a financial success is a big schema that people look for. So I can assume, and this is just me in my opinion, is that if people are looking for this type of porn, they're not looking to be turned on. At least I wasn't. You look towards these men, these people who are portraying a character and seeing what an older gay man could potentially be. And that makes sense with financial success too, because they started out with the business persona.
I can see that. I think that I don't agree with you in the fact mm-hmm. that people don't get turned on by it, because I feel like that's like a, well, if you're into older people,
yeah,
you know,
you're right.
Then
you're right.
Then that turns you on. But I do agree with you in the fact that, especially if we're talking about younger people,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you watch that, you find it, you stumble upon it, because you're not probably actively seeking out the porn when you're a kid.
Right, 11
you,
years old.
Yeah, 11 years old, but you stumble upon it and then you see that, and that experience through that video gives you that sense that is what an older gay man is like. Yeah.
And also kind of like that power dynamic of like with the stepmoms, and you just see it in different types of porn, but it's like you want to see that successful man be able to get laid or mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. have the power over his employees or individuals.
Right.
That they come and across.
That kind of became clear with like the quote, like, gentlemen, I just doubled your bonuses. You know, the boss of the pretend boss in the second video was kind of the power play there.
Then it also, just to add to that, the person that was sucking dick and getting, you know, fucked was the one that lost the 7%.
Right? Definitely power play, which is kind of goes with the straight thing. That goes with the first video as well, like what we talked about in our first episode with the maternal love. And even though she's just a little older than what we like to think of as mothers, it still is there. And the power play is that, you know, he was, I don't know, what do you guys think? Do you think he was in power in the first play, in the first video?
I think so, because he had the muscle and he uh-huh. was kind of, you know, feeling like he was helping her out, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see it both ways. He sort of was in control.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, this frail old woman.
Yeah.
But also she was in control, because if we go back to the stepmother, you know, stepson episode that we did, we know that, like, it was the power play where the stepmom's like, well, let's get this over with. But because she was so much older than him, it's almost like, oh, here you go. Like seducing him a little bit, like grooming him.
Yeah,
I feel like there's some manipulation in everything that we have watched in ways where it's a seductive thing, and it's like the manipulation of like what's gonna turn them on, or what's going to help them out, or you know, mm-hmm. like either mm-hmm. dick sucking, or like maybe I can just help them move a table upstairs, and that'll be like, oh, you're such a good boy. Let me get you some cookies. Let me mm-hmm. do something for you because you're doing something for me.
Yeah.
Which, can we just agree, watching older people perform a blowjob is unsettling.
You don't know if she has teeth or not. I mean, it's just a different thing that what we would look up, mm-hmm, I would say.
Mm-hmm. But
obviously we looked it up this week.
I just kind of assumed that she had dentures. And if I was her, I would pop those suckers out and go. I would. Yeah. Wouldn't you? I would if I had dentures.
You're talking about the teeth in her vagina, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. I don't know what was in there, to be honest, because
the bush was covering.
Yes. And I was just, shocked.
Salt and pepper, that's what they call it.
Salt and pepper?
Yep. When it's kind of like a darker hair with white hair. Salt and pepper. Salt and pepper look.
Well, I thought that I enjoyed the fact that we're watching people, mature people, real mature people, not just, you know, someone that's 30, early 30s, early 40s, you know, having sex, because we all know that that's normal.
Right.
And so is elderly people. Yeah. But usually when your older people get up there, you know, you're in the nursing home, home. Yeah. You don't want it, you people don't want to watch them get it on.
You're right. And it's clearly porn is directed towards younger audiences. And every psychology research about porn will tell you that people are having sex for their whole life. They, you know, they could be 99 and they're still trying to find some action.
I wish they
some
wouldn't.
Viagra. But
right.
Yeah.
It's on us. We pretend like, oh, yeah, sweet grandma's not having sex.
Cause... Yeah, but I know I'm not slowing down.
No. You would definitely do it for some cookies.
Yeah, well, I do it for the cookies.
Yeah,
any, oh, gotcha. Anytime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, typically, I would get cookies at the end anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, if everything goes right, if I play my cards right. Do you want to just do some final thoughts about what you guys liked about the video, what you disliked about the videos? And then I think we should give it a rating like we usually do. I think of this course. One, we should rate it out of thickness of the silver bush or just silver bushes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. One out of 10.
A prize of high honor. Because that's, and honestly, that's the only one the only honor I trust because of the whole James Corden situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to deal. We get what we get.
What's your thoughts, Melons?
Okay. So for the granny next door, I loved the elevator music. I loved the exchange of the looks. I felt like their acting was great. You know, the exchanges of cookies for a blowjob, you know, or she also gets, you know, a little hammered. And I feel like I would give that one a good 4 out of 10. Of
what?
The thickness of the bush.
That one was only a 4?
I don't think I've gone over a 4.
Oh.
On any of our podcasts.
What did you not like about it? What was not...
The age, I would say.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't like Granny?
She was so sweet.
I love her before. The first 3 minutes was gold, but then after that, once I got the jump scare, it was too much for me.
Granny was naughty.
Yes. I felt like that was great with the cinematography, but then you go down to the granddads, the business partners, and they're, you know, it was like 144p out of like a regular 1080p.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, quality. It's kind of like the first week when we did the stepmom, stepson.
Yeah.
And the volume was extremely low.
Yeah.
For you.
For me. Yeah. This one these ones we watched on the TV.
We did.
So
together.
We got the full view. Like
best friends do.
Yeah.
If you're not watching porn with your best friend, I don't know. I wouldn't
Are
count them
friends?
As
friends?
No.
No.
No, you're not.
You're definitely not nasty.
No. Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say the granddads, their cinematography wasn't as good as the first one. They did have a boring beginning. I would have definitely skipped ahead a few minutes just to get, you know, to the part that you were looking for. And I felt like, I think all of them were kind of turned on with the orgies and, you know, they were watching each other. They had a good first part. And especially when that EDM or rave music kicked in.
Oh, yeah.
I was
got
on.
Me in the mood.
Yes. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd say that one was a 3 out of 10.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Mel is harsh.
She is really hard.
I mean, if they were all females, I think that would be a different viewpoint for me.
Yes.
I think I would rate them higher. This just was not something I would ever look up for myself.
Yeah.
But I commend it for what it was. And I did watch it in full.
Three bush thicknesses. That's still
silver
something.
Bushes.
That's
silver bushes. Yeah.
Three silver bushes.
That got me going.
It gotcha.
It got my feels up.
A total of 7, you know, 7 of 20. I don't know what percentage that is because obviously if I were good at math, I wouldn't be here on a porn podcast.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. If you ask me,
we are asking you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Miss Granny. Sweet
Miss Miss Granny.
Miss Granny.
Miss Granny.
I will.
Miss Granny.
If that doesn't give your sexuality away, I don't know what does.
Oh, that's true.
You guys liked that one more than I did. Mm. I would say
The bush close-up was a little too
much. Way too much.
It
not
was
just
a little haunting.
It was bam. And we verbally screamed. All three of us. We
was
did.
A verbal like, whoa!
Yeah.
Ho chi mama.
Yes, so
literally,
I
I
would give it a 3 out of 10.
Oh my gosh,
bushes!
You guys are hard.
That one, it was shorter. I did enjoy the role play, the foreplay. I did enjoy the concept. I guess maybe more dialogue, maybe
less moaning.
Yes, yeah. Now the second one. Now that I know that he was in the porn magazine. Now that I know that I pretend that they're good friends that met at Village Inn. I have to say 7 out of 10 silver Whoa. Bushes.
Whoa.
Yes. I just felt like
at That's first, a lot of bush.
It is. It yeah. is. Thick. And I felt like at first they didn't have a script, but I admired that they were 4 friends starting something new, just like how we started this podcast. All right, Cherry, what do you give it?
Let's start with Granny, or AKA helping the granny next door.
Yeah. Miss Granny,
starting off with a 10 because starting off.
Oh, okay, okay.
I like to deduct. I like to just to go into it assuming that it's going to be amazing.
Okay,
so I'm starting with 10 bushes. Now that's a full, thick, healthy forest.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon rainforest.
Amazon.
Yes. Now, silent movie, staying at the 10. Love that. Love that.
You're right, the homage. Mm-hmm.
That was genius. I don't need to hear the words.
No.
I just need to know that they have a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And with that, those eyes, you know, they say acting for the camera is all about the face.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, was there some face. Now, when that music cut out, taking away a bush, did not like that. We're thinning out.
Here we are.
Yeah, more like the great redwoods now.
Yeah,
you know.
Still thick, though. Plenty thick.
Still thick. Thick. And you've seen the bases of those trees.
Yes.
Thick.
Big, big trees.
Okay. Now, here's where we get to the kicker.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give this a solid 5 bushes. Now, this is more like the redwoods after they cut down all the trees because of the beetles.
Oh, I was going to say after the forest fires, the many, many forest fires.
And you know what did it in for me? That close-up of the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
I have never in my life...
Been so scared. Yeah.
And I've been watching horror movies.
Since you were a baby.
Since I was a child. Yeah. My mother did not care.
No.
Didn't either.
Did not care to show me the scariest shit on the planet. Now.
The Boy Meets World Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah. If you know, if you grew up with Boy Meets World, you know that Halloween episode.
I think. That ain't no. I don't even care about porn thing. Like, we should talk. We on Twitter. We should talk about the Boy Meets World Halloween episode.
That ain't no pussy shit. But you know what was pussy shit?
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
So I give it a 5 silver. Bush.
Still pretty good.
That's still good. I think that was the highest. You gave it 7?
Nope. I gave it a 3.
No. Okay.
I did.
Okay. Four. Well, let's go on to the second video.
Not my thing.
We were promised suit and tie. Some people didn't come in suit. Take away a bush.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Weird set. Bad cinematography. Taking away another bush. So that leaves us at 8 silver bushes. Great storyline.
Yeah.
9 bushes. 9 bushes. Oh,
you
gave
it back.
It redeems itself. Okay. So you can take away bushes. It's like the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
You know, this is, you know, a user review on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So great storyline. And then they took their clothes off. Nice penises. Nice
they
cocks.
Some of them were.
So I'm going to say, I'm not going to add one on, but I'm going to say it redeemed itself. So I'm going to leave it at a 9.
The boss's now, cock. Ooh.
Yeah. So now there's some downsides. The cone nipples, which I don't think we talked enough about.
We did not gravity.
We did not talk about the cone nipples.
That's
that the official name, cone nipples.
That's the official name on Depths of the Rated X is cone nipples.
Jeez. Go to the doctor, man. That's...
Yeah, we can call them sword nips if you want.
Yeah, I love that so much better.
Yeah. So take that out. That goes back to 8. Altogether, there were a couple things that I didn't like. You know, a lot of dick sucking. I'm not into the dick sucking.
Me
I'm more into...
neither.
Yeah, so I'm going to give this a nice 7.
Me too. The same rating.
7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I give this 7 silver bushes. The highest honor.
Yes.
Highest honor.
So since you guys did rate it kind of high, did you get chubs? Did you like get a little turned on? Is that what I'm hearing?
Okay. I got a little turned on by the group sex for granddads.
Ah.
But not necessarily during like the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't want to be in your room by yourself watching that.
Yeah. No, I would. First of all, I watched the whole thing because we were all together and it was like watching a movie.
It was great. I pop popcorn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I pop something. And,
Cherry. Cherry.
I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
Helping Granny next door, I thought that was sexless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It made me uncomfortable.
It really did.
I mean,
it was silly.
The one vagina of the week. I mean, I have to turn on a little bit, but it was still like, it was just hitting
home
too
hard. But it wasn't good.
No.
If there was one vagina left in the world, I guess I'd scissor it. Maybe not. Maybe
I probably
not.
Would.
She's so sweet. I would if she was the last vagina in the world, I would definitely let her make me cookies.
Depends on how the cookies are.
I would mow her lawn just for the cookies. I wouldn't want sex.
No, don't take off your clothes.
I would give, you know what I would give Miss Granny if she was the last vagina in the world? I would sneak under Mel's bed and grab her, the sex toy.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe do that.
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah. Mutual sex toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
if she
that.
Was really desperate. I mean, I want to make her happy, but sorry, honey.
I did take it out again this week to check it out.
Oh.
It's still too big.
You finally took it out of your body. Anyway, is there anything else you guys want to talk about this week before we...
Not this week. We're going to wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that you're wrapping it up. You probably shouldn't be doing anything because of COVID, but, you know, it's nice when you do get stuff.
You should always wrap up your dick. Safe sex is important.
Yeah, I'm just saying... I went the extra mile to say that you shouldn't be hooking up with random strangers.
You're right.
Because it's a pandemic.
Right. There we go.
So wear your masks, everybody. Wear your masks on your face, on your cock.
Mm-hmm.
Put those dental dams on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want... It's especially important to wear a condom. You don't want to go home with pubes and all of a sudden you look down and there's loose silver salt and pepper pubes all over sprinkled in because you had sex with Granny.
Yeah.
And you didn't think you had... You know. I'm glad that we brought this up because you should always have condoms on you. You never know when you are gonna go, and we've all been in this situation.
All of us.
Sure.
All of us. When you're gonna go help your neighbor, you're gonna have to move a desk or whatever it was, and then you end up having hardcore bareback sex.
Love it.
Wear a condom, everybody.
Wear a condom.
Wear a condom. But next week is Cucumbers Week, and do you want to just tease a little bit about the topic?
Oh, yeah. We're swinging back around. It's my turn again, and we're gonna talk about spanking porn.
I got that. Specifically.
Specifically.
Sorry, we're filming. This is half podcast, half porn. Excuse me. Yeah, we're filming. We're recording. Oh, okay, okay. We gotta wrap this up.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Just kidding, everybody. That was just me.
Well,
I was slapping my ass, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we saw it.
Yeah.
Specifically,
sounds better when you take your pants off. So. Yeah,
specifically vintage spanking porn.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is fun. Mel, do you want to talk about our Twitter a little bit?
Yeah. So if anyone has any questions or any comments, then we can go to @of_rated. Please message us. Please do something because we need some interaction other than downloads. We want to know your opinions. We want to see what you have to say about what we've done so far.
Yes. I love you.
I agree. We need more than 69, even though that is hilarious. We want to send us porn, send us questions, send us dick pics. I don't know. Anyway, just remember, until next week, no matter what your freaky kink, fetish, or outrageous fantasy, you're probably not alone.